This is KOIN Portland. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. President Ford says he does not believe his public appearances are inciting would-be assassins, and he may return to California next month. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Even after two assassination attempts there in less than 3 weeks, President Ford says he's thinking of going back to California. The president continues to take the position that he cannot be kept hostage, forced out of public view by people who would kill him. In San Francisco Tuesday, the woman accused of trying to kill the president the previous day, Sarah Jane Moore, was ordered to undergo psychiatric tests pending trial. An area gun collector says he sold a .38 caliber pistol to Mrs. Moore only a few hours before President Ford was shot at. Mrs. Moore's lawyer says she has only a cloudy memory of the incident. The woman faces life in prison. More news in a moment.
Camp Martin, Little League coach. How do you spell relief?
When I get acid indigestion, I spell relief R-O-L-A-I-D-S, Rolaids.
Missy Smith, switchboard operator.
For gas, I spell relief, R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaid spells relief. Each Rolaid consumes 47 times its weight in excess stomach acid. Captain Allen, helicopter pilot, how do you spell relief?
The heartburn, R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Rolaid spells relief. Use only as directed.
When the leaves come off, put the collar on. The two-in-one collar from Hearts.
Your dog can get ticks anytime, so keep a Hearts two-in-one collar on year-round. For every tick it kills now, up to 2,000 ticks won't be born this spring. To really kill ticks and fleas, the Hearts 2-in-1 collar is always in season.
When the leaves come off, put the collar on. The 2-in-1 collar from Hearts.
Patricia Hearst has given an affidavit portraying herself as a total victim of her captors, the Symbionese Liberation Army. She says from the time they captured her, they subjected her to brutal treatment and constant threats of death. More from Richard Threlkeld in San Francisco.
Even before Patty Hearst left jail, defense lawyers had passed the word she is still distraught, right on the edge of insanity. And her state of mind was what they talked about in court. Judge Oliver Carter said he's afraid to subject her to questions in court. Patty sat quietly through it all, and when asked by the court whether she had anything to say, whispered an almost inaudible no. The court will appoint a panel of psychiatrists to examine her before deciding whether to set bail. This concern for Patty Hearst's sanity was prompted by her own sworn affidavit, her story of her life with the SLA. Defense attorney Helen Ann read it to reporters. A life of threats, he called it.
Finally, under the pressure of these threats, deprivation of liberty, isolation and constant terror, she felt her mind clouding.
Attorney Hallinan has indicated that will be his defense, that Patty Hearst is not guilty by reason of brainwashing. Richard Threlkeld, CBS News, at the U.S. Courthouse in San Francisco.
The prosecution has already hinted that it would be prepared to give a vigorous response to the claims of Ms. Hearst. In San Francisco, U.S. Attorney James Browning says,
I am looking forward to the opportunity of cross-examining Ms. Hearst on the stand on that affidavit, assuming she is held to be mentally competent to stand trial. But I'll have to await, of course, that finding.
U.S. Attorney James Browning in San Francisco. The House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee has recommended that the expensive Safeguard anti-ballistic missile system be closed down. Chairman George Mann of Texas says,
we feel that this is really of very marginal value. It, in the event of a war, it wouldn't be possible through the protection of this one site to protect the United States. And the Army, the military people, want to continue it for a year and then more or less put it in standby or in mothballs. We thought it wasn't worth the several tens of millions of dollars requested for this purpose, and we have proposed to deny those funds.
Mann also said that another $50 billion could be spent on the ABM, and even that would not assure its effectiveness. Now this.
Greyhound announces the brand new All-American Ameripass. 7 days unlimited travel for only $76. 7 days of all the beauty, history, and excitement America has to offer. Canada, too, with the All-American Ameripass. You can go where you want, in state or out. Only Greyhound serves all 48 states. Travel everywhere and around. Take side trips. Be a real free spirit. Leave when you like, any day, every day of the week. And enjoy special discounts on hotels, meals, and sightseeing. The All-American Ameripass is for everyone. Young folks, older folks, job seekers, pleasure seekers, everyone who's watching their dollars these days. The new All-American Ameripass. 7 days of unlimited travel for only $76. Go with the leader, because more than ever...
In Vienna, the oil minister of Saudi Arabia says his country will push for continuing the freeze on world oil prices. Sheikh Ahmed Yamani says he favors keeping prices at their current levels in order to encourage consumption of oil and help Western countries out of their recessions. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
KOIN Radio News time is 6 past 11. A circuit court jury in Portland is deliberating in the murder trial of 25-year-old Belinda Lederer, charged in the shooting death of Lane County Sheriff's Detective Roy Dirks in April. Miss Lederer has admitted firing the shot that killed Dirks April 11th near Blue River Reservoir, 50 miles east of Springfield, but claims she did so to protect her lover, 31-year-old Norman Brooks. Her attorneys argued the jury should find the slaying was justifiable homicide or that she be found guilty at most of manslaughter. Police atop East Washington say an escapee from the Oregon State Penitentiary was arrested early today. He is 29-year-old James Coker, and his arrest was the second in a week at Toppen East involving an Oregon prison escapee. The earlier arrest involved 30-year-old Henry Alvin George, who was picked up at a Toppen East residence on Wednesday. A hearing got underway today into allegations that Oregon convict Stephen Michael Kessler is a key member of a prison inmate group plotting to take over the prison. The hearing in Salem was punctuated by loud objections from Kessler's team of attorneys, who charged that Kessler was not receiving a fair hearing. Regulations which limited non-Indian commercial fishermen to specific gear while allowing Indians to fish with any type of gear in Puget Sound waters were rescinded today by the Washington State Fisheries Director, Donald Moose. He said this effectively places the burden of enforcement on convention waters in the hands of the federal government. It is the only action I can still take without placing myself in contempt of either state or federal court orders. He said he was acting under a plan approved by U.S. District Court Judge George Bolt to ensure that Indians have an opportunity to catch 50% of the available salmon. The Portland metropolitan weather, fair tonight, sunny periods tomorrow and Thursday, after morning low clouds, lows near 50, highs tomorrow in the low 70s and in the mid-70s on Thursday. Less than 10% chance of rain. Downtown temperature is 61 at 8 minutes past 11.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall, historian of the ultra and the bizarre. And talking about historians and history, is there a more magical year to Americans than 1776? A more enchanted number? And yet, if you were a betting man way back then, you would have had to go with the overwhelming odds and back the British. Why not? The British had the men, they had the ships, they had the money, too. All that the Americans had were a few of what we now call the intangibles. But isn't that what life is all about? The intangibles?
What's this about a ghost? I won't have it.
But, General, I seen him.
I won't have sergeants who spread such ridiculous rumors.
But, General Washington, sir, the man has no head.
A Hessian on horseback without a head.
Sir... I fought under you when you was a colonel in the King's Virginia Militia. And I waited 17 years to serve under you again. And we've been under fire no less than 5 times together.
That's why an old soldier like you should know better.
I do know better. And I've seen him. This headless hessian.
That'll be all, Sergeant. Dismiss.
Yes, sir.
General, a man was obviously drunk or deranged.
No, Major Hamilton. I would wager my life on Sergeant Meadows. If he says he saw a headless Hessian, then depend on it, there is a headless Hessian.
Our mystery drama, The Headless Hessian, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Lloyd Bachner.
It is sponsored in part by Sinoff, the Sinus Medicines, and Buick Motor Division.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
The following fable is presented to make you want to buy a Buick.
As a kid, everything I had was somebody else's.
My, he certainly has his mother's eyes.
And his father's hair. Boy, what a hairy little person.
Well, I finally got something to call my own. A beautiful Buick LeSabre. With my kind of room, my kind of ride, and my kind of style. Heck, I even let my dad borrow it now and then. Because I love to hear people say, my, he certainly has his son's Buick.
Buick. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Hi, this is Carol Burnett. The International Rescue Committee, IRC, was started in 1933 to help refugees from Nazi Germany. Since World War II, IRC has helped thousands who have escaped from Hungary, Cuba, China, East Germany, and Russia, or wherever freedom is pretty much of a meaningless word. But the people who help people need your help, so please send your money to this address. International Rescue Committee, Box 16, Times Square Station, New York City, New York, 10036.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. How many yards are in a mile? How big is an acre? What's the difference between troy and avoirdupois weight? How big is a rod and what is a peck? You're not sure? Well, most people share your confusion. But it won't be long before all these units of measure become only a memory, because soon the United States is going metric. You know, the metric system already is used more than most people realize. Cigarettes are advertised as 100 millimeters long. Many people have 35 millimeter cameras. And many canned and packaged goods list weight in both ounces and grams or liters. There'll be plenty of time to get used to the new system. In the meantime, for example, a 12-inch ruler will also show 34 millimeters. And for more information on the metric system, write Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C., 20234. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Years ago, if you were a poor German peasant in the province of Hesse-Darmstadt, you could be drafted into the Landgrave's army, and your regiment could be sold to whatever foreign country could afford to buy it. Frederick II sold some soldiers to George III to put down a little disturbance in the American colonies. 22,000 troops for about $15 million in today's money. Or some $730 per man, which was just about a good going price for an able-bodied black slave, too. Well, along about December of 1776, there was a large detachment of Hessians stationed in Trenton, New Jersey. Their commanding officer was a certain Colonel Rahl. He was considered a good soldier, but he did have a certain weakness. And since you'd never guess what it is, I'll tell you. The colonel was crazy about music played on the flute.
Yes?
I have here a note to the colonel from the captain of the guard.
All right, wait here.
Yes? Ah, it's the beautiful Peggy.
A soldier brought you this note, sir.
To the commanding officer from the captain of the guard. Sir, the bearer of this note is the most accomplished flute player I have ever heard. I believe you would enjoy hearing it. Oh, I must see him at once.
Colonel, we must arrange for the disposition of the trenches.
Tomorrow.
I respectfully submit...
Lieutenant Peel.
Suppose the Americans attack.
Suppose the Americans attack? Are you serious, Lieutenant?
Colonel, it is possible.
Yes, it's possible. It's possible for the sun to shine at midnight. It's possible for the Delaware River to turn into a foaming current of beer.
But the American army is...
This rabble that calls itself the American army no longer exists.
Sir, General Washington has at least 40,000 men.
This upstart militia colonel has been running like a whipped dog across four rivers. The Hudson, the Hackensack, the Passaic, and the Delaware. He's now at bay.
So he is very dangerous and clever.
My boy, you must believe this war is over. Your commander, Lord Cornwallis, plans to sail for England next month to report this fact to the king.
Americans are still organized. They have spirit.
Son, I promised your father I would make an officer and a gentleman out of you. The first requisite for success in a military career. Never contradict your superior.
Even when I am right?
Especially when you're right. Peggy, bring in my flute player.
Colonel, this Washington is wearing us down.
Flute player, well.
Sir, Private Heinrich Kleinmuth reporting.
And where are you from, Heinrich?
Aldersburg, if it should please, Your Excellency.
Good country. I see you brought your flute. And so, present arms.
A little tune from the home country, Excellency.
Again tomorrow night, Soldier Einemuth.
I obey, Your Excellency.
Give him some money, Peel. Now, don't fish for pennies like some frugal Frenchman. Give him the handful. He's earned it.
I thank Your Excellency.
Peggy, take him into the kitchen. The man must be hungry.
This way.
Good night, Your Excellency. Peggy.
You fool.
But I'm your fool, darling Peggy.
Where did you get that uniform? You could be shot.
To see you once again, it's worth it.
Well, it's worth nothing of the kind. You've got to get out of here.
After all the trouble I had getting in here, you want me to get out?
When you knocked on the door, I said to myself, well, here's a Hessian that looks like Tom Caldwell. I couldn't believe it. And then I watched you play.
Ah, have I improved?
Oh, yes, your tone is so much... Tom, stop it. Do you want to be shot as a spy?
Well, now, wait. What does that walrus mean by my beautiful Peggy?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh?
Well, everybody says Mom and I are lucky the Hessian commander chose our house for his headquarters.
Mm.
We're protected against the riffraff, you know. How did you get here?
Well, the governor called out the Jersey militia and attached us to Washington's army. I had to see you.
But the army's across the Delaware. How did you get here?
You have to ask that? You don't remember our... secret place?
The Ford.
Yes. I borrowed a horse.
But, Tom, what are you going to do?
Well, I'd like to get married.
Now?
Yeah, well, we're going to have to wait a little while, but it'll be over soon.
Oh, I don't think so. We won't win for a long time.
We're not going to win at all.
Tom.
Oh, Peggy, you should see Washington's army. Half of them don't have uniforms or even blankets or shoes. Ain't hardly two weapons alike. There's shotguns, muskets, fowling pieces, a few rifles.
I have faith in that army.
Yeah, well, in a couple of 3 weeks, there isn't going to be any army. Most everybody's enlistment's expired. Most everybody's gone home.
Even you?
Even me.
Well...
Peggy, we've only got one life. Let's live it. Let's be happy.
Peggy, more wine!
Oh, I've got to go back in there. You'd better get out of here, Tom.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, Tom, please, no. It's too dangerous.
I love you, Peggy.
How are you going to get back to our lines in that uniform?
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about anything. Tom Caldwell has arrived and the situation is well in hand.
Wake up, boys. Wake up. Sounds like somebody's coming on horseback. Stand by to challenge. Hold all fire!
No!
Mr. Jones!
He ain't got no head!
Good Lord!
He's got no head.
I'm getting out of here!
Come on!
Oh, Major Hamilton, what is this nonsense?
General Washington, I don't know, but it's quite serious.
We have enough problems. No, I suppose not. There's always room for more.
The men are terrified.
The headless Hessian. What kind of child
saw him? The picket on the road leading to the river actually saw him. Now, there were others who saw him,
too. They were all probably drunk.
General, I would tend to agree. But where would they get the liquor?
You must never underestimate the resourcefulness of the American soldier, Major Hamilton. How can I fault them? We're low on food, practically no blankets, and it's freezing.
The sergeant in charge of the picket is outside, sir. I thought you'd like to see him.
What I want to do is plan our attack on Trenton.
which has to happen before the ice in the river freezes completely.
General, he insists on seeing you.
All right, Hamilton.
Sergeant Meadows.
Sergeant Meadows, Connecticut Brigade reporting, sir.
Sergeant Meadows. Yes, I remember you. You helped me rally the men at the Battle of Long Island. If I had a couple of hundred more like you, we'd still be on the east bank of the Hudson River.
Yes, sir. General Washington, yes, sir, we sure would.
Now, what's this ghost story nonsense?
It ain't nonsense.
You're talking like a day-old recruit, Sergeant.
I seen it, sir, with my own eyes.
Seen what?
The headless Hessian.
As one old-timer to another, Sergeant, did you see him through the fumes?
Sir, help me, General. I ain't had a drop since we crossed the Hackensack River.
Give me a detailed report.
Well, sir, we was on picket duty, and we heard this horseman approach. So I stood up and I challenged him. Halt! But he don't halt. He only seems to ride faster. Well, sir, I brought my weapon to bear. I was about to shoot. And then I seen his face. What I mean is, he had no face. No head.
No head?
No, General. He was dressed in the uniform of a Hessian mercenary soldier. And it was all complete. See, he didn't have his head.
Since he had disobeyed your order to halt, why didn't you fire?
Well, sir, if any other officer asked me that, I answer my flint was wet, or the primer flashed in the pan, or that I shot and missed. But you know what my answer is to you, General?
You were scared out of your wits.
Yes, sir.
And I would have been scared, too. All right, Sergeant, that's all.
General Washington, I did see him. The four men with me, they seen him, too. He was a headless Hessian.
Thank you, Sergeant. Report back to your unit.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is all we need, Major Hamilton. You can get men to fight when they're hungry, tired, cold, but not when they're scared of a ghost.
But there's no such thing as a ghost, General.
Hamilton, you're an intelligent man. I think you're the most intelligent man in the whole army. But don't let your intelligence get in the way of the facts. The fact here is there's a ghost, or what the men think is a ghost, and that's the same thing.
It's him! The headless Hessian! Go! Go!
That's the fifth night in a row, Major Hamilton.
Yes, General.
They see this thing coming. Why can't they shoot it?
Well, they say they just freeze.
Hamilton, how do you account for it?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there is a headless Hessian.
Major, I'm surprised at you.
I know you should be,
but
I...
This thing is destroying the morale of our forces. I want to attack Trenton no later than Christmas. We have to win the battle. We have to do something to make the people believe we can win this war.
Could it be a trick? Could the enemy be using this as a way to frighten our men?
Well, I can't think of a better answer. Now, you tell me he comes down the north road from the river, which is something I don't understand. The men expect him. Why can't they shoot?
I can't explain, General. Just something happens, that's all. You get that chill running down your backbone and that icy fear like a cold hand clasped around your heart.
Sergeant, I understand your term of service expires next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I hope you'll set a good example to the rest of your unit by re-enlisting. Come, Sergeant, you know we simply can't afford to lose trained men like you and your comrades.
Oh, General, we ain't afraid of nothing that lives. It's what's dead that scares us. We just can't fight the supernatural.
Sergeant, suppose we end the career of this headless Hessian.
How are you going to do that?
I said suppose.
Well, in that case, General,
let us exchange promises, Sergeant. I shall promise you that the headless Hessian will ride no more. And you must promise me to re-enlist.
General, it's done.
Forward, Major Hamilton.
General, you made that man a promise.
I know, Hamilton.
That means we will have to end the night riding of that notorious headless Hessian.
I'm aware of that.
Does the general have any idea how it's to be done?
Not at this time, Major Hamilton.
I don't...
Yes, Major?
Nothing.
No, there's something on your mind. Say it.
Sir, I just couldn't believe you would ever make a promise you couldn't keep.
Well, I intend to keep it.
But you just said you didn't even know how.
But I have till midnight to think of something. Suppose we start thinking.
There is a legend about George Washington that he never told a lie. And although it's become fashionable to strip our heroes down to more human proportions, the fact is, the Washington legend remains surprisingly intact. And he has every intention of keeping this promise. He has to. All I intend to promise you is that I shall return in a few moments with Act Two.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus strainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Yes?
Lady, we picked up this guy hanging around your house.
Officer, this is ridiculous. This is my own house.
That right, lady?
The brown suit looks familiar.
Myra, this is no joke.
Any of you kids recognize this guy?
Tell the nice policeman who I am, Georgie.
I'm Jeffrey.
Okay, let's go.
But wait, I can explain. It's all a mistake.
Ever get the feeling you're not spending enough time with your family? Give them everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Mormons.
Hello, everybody. This is Cousin Bruce Morrow for the Foundation Church. Now, these are troubled times. Not a lot of money around. Work's kind of tough to get. Apathy's here. We're disillusioned. Wondering what's going to go down next. Well, it's easy to go along with it, right? I mean, just sit around and say, who cares? You don't let the next guy worry about it. But does it have to be like this? Pride, dignity, truth. Being straight with one another. Now, these qualities have not disappeared. They've just gone to sleep for a while, right? But now's the time to wake them up. Only we can do it. This message is brought to you by the Foundation Church, 111 East 38th Street, New York, New York. Zip 10016.
As if General George Washington doesn't have enough tangible obstacles to contend with, a scarcity of food, arms, ammunition, and equipment, he has now, in addition, a supernatural problem. Terrorizing the camp is a headless Hessian horseman who is seen riding about almost every night. And unless this apparition is speedily dismounted and disposed of, it doesn't look as if there will be a flood of reenlistments at this most crucial hour.
I am thinking, General, but nothing occurs to me.
Whoever he is, he's flesh and blood, and he can stop a bullet. And so I know what we have to do.
Yes, sir?
Well, who's making that very pretty music? Don't let me interrupt you, soldier.
Private Tom Caldwell, New Jersey Brigade, sir.
You're an expert flute player.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm quite fond of music myself.
Yes, General, so they say.
Really? What do they say?
Well, they say you sing a perfect harmony.
We'll have to arrange for a musical evening once we have the British on the run.
Yes, sir.
And what do you think of this headless Hessian soldier?
Well, sir, how can there be a headless anybody?
Correct. I hope you can convince your friends. There's a straight-thinking young man for you, Hamilton. We need more like him.
Sir, what is your plan for dismounting this headless Hessian?
We know he comes from the direction of Trenton, do we not?
Yes, sir.
We know the time to be about midnight.
Yes.
The men on picket duty find themselves unable to shoot at him, isn't that so?
True.
But tonight, We shall have special squads of men who are not afraid to fire.
May I volunteer to command one of those squads?
Certainly, Hamilton. And ask Lieutenant Monroe to volunteer to command another.
Yes, give him some money, Lieutenant Peel.
Here you are. Now, Colonel, please listen to me. The fortified place...
There will be no fortified places. It's not necessary.
Soldier, why are you standing there? Leave!
Go in the kitchen, Reinemuth, and have something to eat and drink.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
At least, Colonel, if British headquarters asks about fortifications, let us be able to say that we...
All right. Show me where you want the holes to be dug. All right, sir. You must report here tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, sir.
Tom.
Well, don't I get a kiss?
You have to stop doing this.
You're right, darling.
No, I mean it.
Well, so do I. I'm going to desert.
Tom.
Well, just about half the army, it seems like, deserts every day. Darling, it's over.
But Washington says if he has to, he'll retire to the mountains and fight from there.
Peggy, all I ever wanted was to make hay on my farm, make music on my flute, and make love to you. I don't need a new revolution for that.
Tom, I just can't think of you as a coward.
Oh, try another word. Try prudent.
Prudent? This harebrained thing you're doing now, that's prudent? You're risking your life every minute.
Well, it's all right. At least I'm risking my life for me. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, Tom. If you come back, I'll leave here.
But, sweetheart...
It's crazy. It can only end with your getting yourself killed one way or the other. By one side or the other.
Well, maybe.
I want us to get married. Somehow, we both have to live through this war, and crazy people won't survive. Tom, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Peggy.
You've got to grow up. You know what I mean.
Exactly.
I don't need a few nights like this. I need the rest of our lives. Promise me, Tom. Promise me. You won't come here again until it's really safe.
But, Peg...
Promise?
I promise.
Your men have their orders?
Yes, General.
I want this man taken... I'd prefer to have him alive, but if he insists, then we'll have to take him dead. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow night is Christmas Eve. The enemy will be celebrating. We can have the advantage of surprise. If only we can capture this headless Hessian, our men will have the enthusiasm for a fight. Major Hamilton, Lieutenant Monroe, you must put a stop to him.
There. Major Hamilton, Lieutenant Monroe, and two squads.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I recognize you, sir.
Any sign of him?
Not yet, Major Hamilton.
Oh, he comes this way all the time.
When he comes?
Monroe, we might as well deploy our men along the road.
Out of sight, then. Get among the trees.
Yes, sir.
I want it quiet. No one is to make a sound.
Listen.
It's him, sir.
It's him.
Headless Hessian, I'm getting out of here.
Don't anyone move.
Hold still.
Challenge him, Sergeant. Stand back. I'll do it myself.
Halt or I'll fire. Halt. Let him have it. Fire. What's wrong with you, man?
I'm all froze up, Major.
Hand me a rifle. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, sir.
What are you
standing here for? After him.
I fired. Lieutenant Monroe fired. Then I grabbed the sergeant's rifle and fired again, but he was gone.
And there was no sign of him?
We had 20 men. If everyone had fired...
Well, some shots were fired and everyone heard them. And now I'm afraid it'll get worse.
Worse, General? How?
We may have begun a legend of an invincible and bulletproof headless Hessian.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'll go out there myself next time. Somebody has to bring him down.
Come in.
Sergeant Meadows reporting, sir.
Yes, Meadows.
Sir, I'm sorry about last night.
What is it, Meadows? What have you got there? It's a flute.
Yes, General.
Where did you get it?
Well, when we went chasing after the headless Hessian, I happened to notice something lying along the side of the road, and I stopped and picked it up.
A flute? What would a flute... Sergeant. Sergeant, take a squad. Go over to the New Jersey Hutments and arrest a man named Tom Caldwell. And also search all his belongings.
But, General, I don't understand.
Don't you?
No, sir.
How do you account for this Hessian uniform?
That uniform? Well, General Washington, I never saw that thing before in all my life.
It was found in the bottom of your kit.
Well, maybe someone put it there as a joke. That's right. You know how fellas are. We have some great jokers in the outfit.
And the money?
Money?
These are silver kroner. You can see they come from Hess Darmstadt. Now, soldier, where would you come into possession of Hessian money?
Well, it was in the skirmish, sir. The skirmish we had 3 weeks ago, and this one was lying there dead, and I looked through his pockets. Well, that ain't a crime, is it? And that's how I come to get it.
And your flute. What was it doing lying by the side of the road?
So that's what happened to it. I knew I lost it someplace.
Don't you want to tell the truth, soldier? For the good of your soul.
For the good of my soul? General, when you talk like that, it means you're gonna hang me.
You performed a treasonous act for the enemy, soldier.
No, it wasn't treason. It wasn't.
You deny you were paid. Here's the money.
I told you how I got it.
A common soldier wouldn't have so much money.
He was an officer.
Soldier, your only hope is the truth.
You wouldn't believe it.
And why wouldn't I believe it?
Because you'd have to be crazy like me.
Well, many people have called me crazy.
Sir, I've got this girl. She lives in Trenton. Her name is Margaret. Peggy Mason.
Yes?
Well, I just had to see her. I had to. You can understand that, General, can't you?
Yes.
So I couldn't go there in civilian clothes, could I? So I picked up this Hessian uniform. The coat's kind of big, and I just put the top of it up over my head so it would look like I was,
headless.
Yes, sir. Headless. And that would get me past our pickets.
You say the girl's name is Peggy Mason. Major Hamilton, why is the name Mason familiar?
The Hessian commander is headquartered in the Mason House.
Of course. Do you mean to tell me that you actually risk going to the enemy headquarters?
Yes, sir.
But as a Hessian soldier, you would have to speak German.
Yes, sir, but when I was a very small boy, I was bound out to this German farmer, and I learned how to sprechen Deutsch really good.
Even so, how could you get into the colonel's headquarters?
Well, sir, I knew something about this Colonel Rawl. The colonel, he's a fool for flute music, and so...
Now, let me understand this. You went to the headquarters, played the flute for Colonel Rawl.
Yes, sir, and he appreciated it so much, he gave me money. The money you found.
And then, afterward, you found an opportunity to spend some time with your girl.
Oh, yes, sir. I was always able to find time for that.
Weren't you afraid you'd be shot coming back?
Well, sir, I figured everyone would be too scared to shoot at me, and I was right. Until last night. I heard them shots, and I was so scared, I just dropped my flute. I couldn't stop to look for it, neither.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, sir, that's about it. And I don't think it's worth my getting shot.
Oh, you wouldn't be shot in any event. The penalty for treason is death by hanging.
General, please, the way I see it, the worst I did was to be absent without leave.
Very well, soldier. We listened to your fairy tale. Now, suppose you tell us the truth.
Major, that was the truth. Every single word was the truth.
Sergeant, take the prisoner outside.
Please, sir, you ain't gonna hang me.
Prisoner, stand at attention. About face. Forward, part.
Please, General Washington, don't order them to hang me.
Admittedly, it would be better if Tom had a more convincing story. We know Tom is telling the truth, but unfortunately, our testimony will have no way of making itself felt. His fate, at this point, rests with General Washington. His only hope is that Washington, who is a completely truthful person, may be able to discern the truth in others. You only have a few moments to wait for my inevitable return
with Act 3.
The following fable is presented to make you want to buy a Buick.
From Mom, I got my practical side.
Christmas? Oh, just get me a nice mop, son.
From Dad, I got my fun-loving side.
Go fly a kite, kid.
So, being practical and fun-loving, naturally, I got a Buick Skylark. Being the only V6-powered American compact, it's very practical. And being a Buick, it's a lot of fun to drive. As Mom says...
A wise decision, son.
Or, as my father would say...
Nice car, kid. Let's go shoot some pool.
Buick. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Where do you keep your guns? In a drawer? Closet? In a rack on the wall? Every day across the country, crimes are committed with stolen guns. Stolen because simple security precautions were not taken by someone. When possible, lock your guns in place. Run a steel strap or chain through the trigger guards of rifles and handguns. And if your guns are stolen, notify the police immediately. This is Chuck Connors for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Remember, your stolen gun threatens everyone.
My dad loves me. I went to the zoo once with him. He tickles me a little bit. It's because it's long ride and it's fun to go with your dad. And it is. We had fun and we played some games. When he lies down on the rug, I hop on him and I punch him. Then he'd be silly to me. We went to the park and we ate some french fries and some hamburger. He does nice things and stuff. He's a tickle monster sometimes.
It takes so little of you to give so much to them. Give your children everything. Give them your time.
He should love you and hug you forever.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. Of the headless Hessian has come to an end. He is neither headless nor a Hessian. He is Tom Caldwell, a New Jersey infantryman who is only trying to visit his girl inside the British lines at Trenton. And he has been discovered and in grave danger of being dispatched as a traitor. The decision is up to the commander-in-chief.
General, you have the right to order him executed. Or would you prefer to assemble a court-martial?
A court-martial? Major Hamilton, they would hang him.
But the man deserves to be hanged.
No one deserves to be hanged. We only use the rope because we're unable to think of a truly fitting punishment. You must admit he tells quite a story.
An unbelievable story.
I don't know about that. I think I believe him.
But the story makes no sense.
Hamilton, you are an extremely intelligent and logical man. But you mustn't let it ruin your common sense.
But, sir,
how old are you?
29.
And how old do you suppose that soldier is?
22, 23.
And I am 44. Now, why do I understand that boy better than you do?
General, I understand he is a traitor.
Oh, come, Hamilton. He's in love.
Love?
Yes, he's in love. The way only a young man can be in love. He's not only in love with her, but he's in love with love itself.
Excuse me, sir, but I'm afraid I don't follow.
Well, maybe you will one day, and you'll be a better man for it. It's more than the girl. It's the adventure, the danger. He risks his life every time he sees her. He can be captured by the Hessians and hanged. He could be captured or shot by his own side as well. Can a young man ask for more?
Well, what do you propose to do with him?
He deserves a medal.
General!
Don't be alarmed. I shall do the proper thing and take an extremely dim view of the situation. Bring him back here.
Sergeant, the prisoner. Soldier, I believe your story.
Oh, thank you, General. I knew you would. Everyone says General Washington, he's the fairest man in the whole...
That doesn't mean you're innocent.
No, sir, no. I'm sure I'm guilty of something, but nothing that would call for a rope now, would it?
Being absent without leave,
frightening the soldiers of the United States Army.
Well, sir, grown men being scared of a ghost, we wouldn't want that to get around.
Silence, it's not for you to justify your misdeeds.
No, sir.
Therefore, you will continue in your present course of action.
My which, sir?
You will continue to ride to Trenton in the guise of a Hessian soldier. At least for one more night. Tonight, to be exact.
But I don't want to get shot at coming back.
You won't be coming back.
I won't.
No one is coming back. Tonight, we shall take Trenton.
But I promise my girl, I would...
Since you've been traveling there on a more or less regular basis, you must be aware of the location of the fortifications.
The fortifications?
The earthworks, the trenches, the strong points.
Oh, them. To tell you the truth, there ain't none.
A soldier, that's impossible.
No, General, there just ain't no fortifications.
It is incredible that the Hessian commander would leave the town unfortified. Why, he couldn't violate the most elementary rule of warfare. Now, think carefully, soldier. There must be an outpost.
Oh, yeah, an outpost. Yeah, that's just as you cross the river on the main road.
And there must be a fortification of some sort for them to fall back on.
No, sir, there ain't.
Well, I know it's been dark every time you've been there, but try to remember.
I remember. There's this Colonel Rawl. He's the commander, see, and he don't want to build no fortifications.
He doesn't?
Yeah, no, sir. And furthermore, he says, begging your pardon, that the American army ain't going to be able to attack.
You heard him say that?
Yes, sir. He says to this Lieutenant Peel, who keeps begging him to build up the defenses.
And why does he say that?
Well, because he says the American army is just a rabble that no longer exists.
Is that what he said?
Yes, sir, and also that General Washington is only an upstart militia colonel who's already run like a whipped dog across four rivers. I'm only saying what he said, sir.
That's quite all right.
But Lieutenant Peel don't think so. He thinks you're dangerous and clever.
Thank you. Now, soldier, every man in the army has a mission for tonight. Yours will be to go into Trenton dressed as a Hessian. I want you to entertain Colonel Rawl. Entertain him as long as you can.
Now, Colonel, I would suggest a fortified position here on this rise, which commands...
Yes, an excellent idea.
Also, a line of trenches.
I agree.
I want your authority to order this work done.
You have it.
I mean to have it done immediately.
At once, sir. Tonight?
Within the hour.
But it's Christmas.
There is no Christmas during war.
Now, my boy, zeal is a commendable quality.
Colonel, I must...
Work your men as hard as you must. Work them to death if you have to. But never work them needlessly for no real purpose.
I understand, but
look,
you must...
Look about you. It's snowing, freezing. The Delaware separates us from the Americans. Do you mean Washington would attempt to cross the river on such a night?
He would attempt anything.
Oh, but how could anyone get boats across in this weather?
Oh, he has a detachment of fishermen from the city of Gloucester in Massachusetts. These men are skilled with boats.
Fishermen and farmers and loudmouth lawyers. This is all these Yankees are. Why do they frighten you?
I am not frightened.
What will you do if you ever have to fight against real soldiers?
Colonel, I am...
I know, but don't get yourself a reputation for being overcautious. Some people might mistake it for cowardice.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have a party at headquarters this evening. Private Reinemuth will play as usual.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, he deserves a reward.
You give him money every time.
He deserves more. Have him entered as a corporal.
Because he plays a flute?
It's as good a reason as any. And better than most.
Why did you come back tonight?
I wanted to see you.
But you promised.
Peggy, sweetheart, I couldn't keep away.
Oh, I'm really scared.
Of what?
Something's going to go wrong. I know it. I just know it. And I thought we understood that...
Now, Peggy, everything's going to be all right. I swear to you.
Please, Tom, you're crazy to do this just for me.
Well, I'm not doing it just for you.
You're not?
No, ma'am. Now, you got to cross your heart and hope to die never to breathe a living word.
Yes?
But I'm
here on official business.
Official business? From whom?
Shh. General Washington. General Washington.
Shh.
You ain't supposed to breathe a word.
Well, I like that. And here all this time, I thought you were doing it just for me.
Well, I am. I'm just combining business and pleasure.
Reidemuth? Where's Reidemuth? Reidemuth!
They're calling me, sweetheart. I've got to go in there now.
Please be careful.
What could go wrong?
Quiet, everyone, quiet. We shall now listen to our genius of the flute, our own Heinrich Reidemuth from Aldersburg. Beautiful Aldersburg. Heinrich, we are in your hands.
Thank you, sir.
Don't thank me yet. Wait till you see how I intend to reward you. Beale, where's Lieutenant Peel? Peel?
Here, sir.
Well, close the door. We'll freeze to death. You missed the music. Heinrich was superb. Now, did you attend to that little matter?
Colonel?
Heinrich's promotion.
Oh, that, sir. It cannot be done.
Who says it cannot be done?
We cannot promote Reinemuth to corporal for the reason that there is no Heinrich Reinemuth on the roster of this regiment.
Well, that's impossible.
Don't let him get away.
What did you just say, Lieutenant?
There is no Heinrich Reinemuth.
But that's impossible. He's standing here in front of us.
Private Reinemuth, your paybook, please. Well? Gentlemen, just where, Private Reinemuth, is the town of Aldersburg?
Where?
I have spoken to the men from every corner of Hesse-Darmstadt. No one has ever heard of it.
Well, it's,
It is in your head!
Reinemuth, who are you?
He is a spy!
Is this true, Reinemuth?
No, sir, it's not true, exactly.
Are you a soldier in the American army?
It doesn't matter, even if he is a civilian. He is wearing a uniform. We must presume he is a spy.
Did you come here to spy on us, Reinemuth?
No, sir.
Then why did you come?
Colonel, I heard you were very fond of music, and anybody who loves the flute is a friend of mine.
Why did you come here?
Because I knew my music would make you happy.
Let us hang him at once.
Colonel, don't you believe me?
Yes, I believe you.
Oh. Sir, how could you believe such a story? It doesn't make sense.
It makes sense to me.
Does that mean this man goes free?
Oh, no. He cannot go free.
But I wasn't here to spy.
You are in uniform.
Well, you wouldn't hang me for that.
Oh, but we will shoot you.
Tom! Oh, please, Colonel.
My dear young lady, what are you doing here?
He didn't mean any harm.
Perhaps, but the law is the law.
No.
Let's take him outside.
Goodbye, Peggy.
No, I won't let him.
Hoffman, Schneider, please. Restrain our good hostess. Oh. Gently.
Oh, please, Colonel.
Prisoner, stand at attention. Forward march. Squad, halt. Here's as fine a spot as any, and you can be buried under this beautiful old oak tree.
Does that suit you? Well, I don't have a choice, do I? I mean, do I have to get shot?
Yes.
Well, I like this place. Yeah, I mean, I don't like it.
Do you have any last words?
Yeah, I was hoping you might have some last words, like maybe reprieve?
Form the firing party. You have no last words.
No, sir. Get it over with.
Do you suppose you could play us a song? I would appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Halt. Pass the word.
Halt.
Of that music, Hamilton.
It must be our man.
What's he doing out in the cold? Pass the word to move up slowly.
Move up, Hamilton. Lieutenant Peel, command the firing party.
Firing party! Ready! Aim!
Fire!
Fortunately, Tom escaped the hail of bullets, and he survived the Battle of Trenton, which every student of history knows was a great and glorious victory. And it came at an extremely crucial time. When the war was over, Tom married Peggy Mason and made music even sweeter than before. I'll tell you what happened to all of the other people as soon as I return, which will be immediately after these messages.
Well, this is Beverly Sills. Did you know that of all the arts, music is the only one in which a blind person can participate freely in spite of blindness? However, even in music, the blind needs special help in order to stand on an equal footing with the sighted. The Lewis Braille Foundation for Blind Musicians works to promote the interests of the blind in the field of music. The foundation, a national nonprofit organization, urgently needs your financial help. The services of the Lewis Braille Foundation are available to any blind person and provide auditions, evaluations and counseling, scholarship aid, paid engagements for qualified musicians, and transcription of music into Braille. The foundation depends solely on the public for its support. Send your tax-deductible gifts to the Lewis Braille Foundation, 112 East 19th Street, New York, 10003. If you know a musically gifted blind person who needs help, please contact the Lewis Braille Foundation at area code 212-982-7290.
Is the story true? My goodness, when you think of all the fables, past and present, that people swallow without question, why should I be compelled to provide documentary evidence? There was a General George Washington. There was an Alexander Hamilton. There was a Battle of Trenton, and we won it. The Hessian commander was a Colonel Rawl. He was killed in the first fusillade. And he was a fanatic lover of the flute. And we know this because it appears in the diary of a Lieutenant Peel, who was his adjutant. Tom and Peggy, well, we have to have some license, don't we? And we use it here 7 times each week. Our cast included Lloyd Bachner, Jack Grimes, Mariette Hartley, Casey Kasem, and Robert Maxwell. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
There's a birthmark just on the side of his left eye.
Dottie, what are you trying to say?
If you could even imagine what I'd like to say, you'd decide maybe I'd better be put away.
Oh, no. Come on, say it anyhow.
Oh, Mr. Farlow is the soldier in that painting.
Hmm. How is that possible? Even if that soldier survived his wound, he'd still be dead for more than a century and a half.
Well, I don't know how it's possible. I'm just telling you what I think. Oh, look at the face. He's the same soldier.
Are you telling me he's the reincarnation of the soldier in the painting? Remember, even if there is such a thing as reincarnation, you don't necessarily have to look anything at all like the person you might have been in a former life.
Oh, I don't know anything about all that, and I couldn't care less. All I'm saying is he's the same soldier.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Seconds from midnight. Bill Garrity plays music right after the news at KOIN Portland.
CBS News. A psychiatric panel is being assembled to examine Patricia Hearst. I'm Ann Crosman reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered a psychiatric exam for Ms. Hearst to make sure she has the mental and emotional capacity to undergo a trial. Until results of the exam are in, the judge says Ms. Hearst will remain in jail without bail. Her lawyers have submitted an affidavit to the court in which Miss Hurst claims she was tortured physically and mentally by her kidnappers, who were members of the Symbionese Liberation Army. In the affidavit, she claims that under pressure of death threats, she believed she was going insane and lived as though in a fog for the past 17 months. The woman charged with trying to kill President Ford on Monday will also be undergoing a psychiatric exam. That order came yesterday in federal court in San Francisco, as Harold Dow reports.
Sarah Jane Moore appeared to be very relaxed. She walked into the courtroom with a smile. After hearing arguments from both defense and the prosecution, United States Magistrate Owen Woodruff ruled that Moore must undergo mental examination at a San Diego medical facility. Magistrate Woodruff said the results from that examination should be furnished to the court within 60 days. At that time, the defense will have a chance to review the findings. After the hearing, United States Attorney James Browning said that there were many bizarre facets to the Moore case. That's why, Browning said, he requested the mental examination. Browning says he does not want to prosecute someone who may be mentally incompetent. In the meantime, the defense counsel asked the court to stay the mental examination because his client, 45-year-old Sarah Jane Moore, would like to make some provisions for her 9-year-old child before heading to San Diego. Harold Dow, CBS News, at the San Francisco Federal Courthouse.
President Ford meets this morning with congressional leaders, some of whom maintain that he should cut down public appearances to prevent more assassination attempts. Presidential counsel Philip Buchan says the Secret Service is drawing up new protective measures for Mr. Ford, which will be submitted to him before his next trip out of Washington next week. Treasury Secretary William Simon reports that an outside evaluation of protective intelligence procedures used by the Secret Service has now been redirected to the two recent attempts on Mr. Ford's life. More news in a minute.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
Hi there, I'm Mike Roy, and here with me, of course, Dennis Bracken.
And, of course, that means we're going to have the scoop on what's going to happen on Mike Roy's Cook Thing tomorrow right here over the CBS network.
You're right, Denny. Tomorrow we'll reminisce.
Oh?
About what happened to those old-fashioned puddings. We all used to enjoy them so much, made of bread, rice, custard.
Oh.
Really fun to make and delicious to eat.
Bring back those good old days, Chef. Puddings from the past. That's going to be tomorrow's repast on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing right here on CBS.
The House has passed an energy policy bill that runs directly counter to the administration's energy policy. Nelson Benton tells us about it.
The House bill would roll back domestic oil prices in the short term and phase out price controls over a period of 5 years. Before passing the energy measure, the House amended it to put restraints on school busing on the basis that busing to achieve racial balance is an unnecessary use of fuel. After a flurry of vote changing at the close of the voting period, the anti-busing amendment passed by a 3-vote margin. The bill goes now to a House-Senate conference for a resolution of differences between it and legislation passed last spring by the Senate. Nelson Denton, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A report from Indonesia says a Garuda Indonesian Airways plane crashed today in Sumatra, killing 20 people and injuring another 30. An airline spokesman is quoted as saying that the plane crashed on landing at an airport. All the people on board were reportedly Indonesians. More in a minute.
Life is hard, isn't it? It's a constant battle. Keeping up with bills, worrying about the kids. You try to get through a day without a hassle. Sometimes it really gets to you, and you want to chuck it all. Well, you don't know how hard life can be. The children of Vietnam do, and on Indian reservations, and Latin America. Children who don't know where their next meal is coming from, who live in mud huts where summers are brutal and winters are worse. Not enough schools to give them a chance at an education that will give them a chance at life. These children know what hard is, but with your help, Save the Children can help them. This is David Geyer, Executive Director of Save the Children Federation. Won't you please send your check to Save the Children, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York, 117. That's Save the Children, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York, 117. Have a heart and give from it now.
Ministers of OPEC, the Organization of Oil Producing Export Countries, are meeting today in Vienna to discuss the price of their oil. Saudi Arabia's oil minister, Sheikh Yamani, says his country will argue for a continued freeze on oil prices. But he acknowledges that most of OPEC members want an increase, in which case, he says, Saudi Arabia will go along with a nominal increase. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News. G-O-I-N.
From my driving, I stopped to rest for a while.